Okay. So, like, have you ever noticed how some people just seem to like glide through life? You know, like totally cool and collected, even when everything's hitting the fan.
Yeah, like they've got some secret weapon against stress or something. Yeah.
That's exactly what we're diving into today with the Chill Pill Prescription by Scott Liebler. It's not a real pill, obviously. It's more like a guide to finding your inner Yoda, you know, like that calm in the face of, well, pretty much anything.
It's a really practical approach, not some stuffy medical thing. Liebler's all about building resilience, not pretending stress doesn't exist.
Right, because, like, let's be real, stress is just part of life. But one thing that really jumped out at me was how he ties this stuff back to, like, ancient philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He talks about the Stoics. They had this whole thing about you can't always control what happens to you, but you can control how you react, right?
Totally. It's like shifting your perspective. Instead of why me, it's okay, what can I actually do about this? Which is way more powerful, right?
100%.
Yeah.
So Liebler lays out these seven steps, and I don't want to get too bogged down in all of them, but there's this one called Embracing the Absurdity.
Yeah.
It really got me thinking.
Oh, tell me about it. That one's great.
So he gives this example of being stuck in traffic, right? Like totally fuming. But then he sees this bumper sticker on the car in front of him, and it's just so ridiculous, it makes him laugh.
It's like that little shift in perspective can just totally change your whole mood, right?
Exactly. It reminded me of this time I was freaking out about a presentation, and I don't know why, but I decided to wear my lucky socks.
Haha, nice.
Totally irrational, but
Yeah.
I don't know, it just like lightened the mood.
It's not about denying the stress, it's about changing how we relate to it. And Liebler makes this great point that when you find that calm, it doesn't just benefit you, it kind of ripples out to everyone around you, you
Oh,
know?
for sure. Like, you know that person who always seems to have it together, even when chaos is swirling around them? Their calmness is like contagious, right?
Totally. Our emotions are totally infectious. So, like, when we're modeling that calm, that resilience, we're actually creating a more positive environment for everyone.
Right. Okay, so back to the seven steps. There's another one I wanted to touch on because it's kind of counterintuitive. It's called turning stress into fuel. Basically, he's saying that stress in the right amounts can actually be a good thing. Like, think about the feeling you get before a big game or a performance. You're nervous, but it's that good kind of nervous energy that pushes you to do your best.
It's like that growth mindset idea. You're seeing challenges as opportunities instead of like these big, scary threats.
Exactly. So it's not about becoming like this emotionless robot. It's about like learning to harness the energy of stress and channel it in a positive way.
Totally. And that's something we can keep working on, right?
Absolutely. It's a journey. It's like finding your inner Yoda. So maybe today, find the absurdity in a stressful situation.
Dang.
Just something small to like shift your perspective a little bit.
I love that. And who knows, maybe you'll start a ripple effect of calm around you too.